Alicia wanted to investigate this, and as a paleogeneticist, she thought ancient DNA could help. The challenge was that DNA degrades fast in tropical environments.
Exactly, because you've got the combined effects of like water damage and erosion and UV. All of these things degrade DNA.
The capacity to get genetic material out of stuff in Madagascar is really hard. I liken it to getting blood from a stone.
But Alicia had an idea. She wondered if they could crack this big bird mystery using eggs.
Eggshell preserves the DNA remarkably well.
And there's a lot of eggshell to pick from. These elephant bird eggs were huge.
They were about 150 times the size of a chicken egg, and that's larger than any dinosaur egg.
If you clutched one in your hands, it would be heavier than a bowling ball, with a shell as thick as a dinner plate.
Yeah, they were about 10 kilos, which is about 22 pounds.
And unlike elephant bird bones, the eggs are easy to find. Alicia says that if you go to the beach where she worked in the southwest of the country, you'd be walking on eggshells.
Just scattered absolutely everywhere. One person described it as paved with eggshell.
But if collecting the eggs was over easy, getting DNA out of them wasn't. DNA can be scrambled in beach fried eggs. So the team looked for shells buried in dig sites and dunes. Then Alicia took each shell, cleaned it, and ground it into a powder. And from that egg dust, mind-bogglingly, she pulled out pieces of DNA from birds that had been dead for 1,000 years.
It's mind-boggling to me as well, actually.
And she used that DNA to try to figure out if those extra, extra large elephant birds were their own species or not.
The DNA evidence from the eggshell suggests that there wasn't two different species living in this area. Basically, all of the eggshell is genetically identical. So if we were expecting that the largest elephant birds were a different species, then we would have seen some genetic difference in the eggshell, but we don't see that.
So what explains the XXL bones? One possibility? Big mamas.
The very big elephant birds were females, and the slightly smaller ones were the males, we think.
Mini or males aren't uncommon in birds because ladybirds have to produce eggs, and that takes a lot out of them, literally.
Birds make eggshells from materials inside their hollow bones.
Oh.
I mentioned that the thigh bones were 30 centimeters a foot in circumference. And one of the reasons for that is that the females would have stored a material within those in order to make the eggs.